Okay, take two.
This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Lifetime movies.
I am Patrick Serrano, and I'm a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime movies, and this is the Deck the Lifetime Uncorked podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Deck the Lifetime Uncorked.
First time's the charm.
That's exactly right. It's a Wednesday, yes. The last Wednesday of the month, which can only mean one thing. It's time to review a Lifetime movie. And who better to help us do that than a Lifetime movie expert? Hi, Patrick. Welcome back.
Hello. I'm so excited to be talking about Lifetime again every month at the end of the month. What's interesting about doing it at the end of the month is that I get to watch a whole month of movies and then decide what to watch.
Ooh, yeah.
And like March was, we're in April.
We're in April.
Yeah.
April, I don't even know what month it is. It's been a long month.
Yes.
I feel like the movies have not been so great. So I'm a little sad about that.
But that's what happened with March too. I felt like March you were disappointed. Have you just been disappointed this year?
Yeah, I think, you know what? I don't know what's going on at Lifetime. It's just kind of boring movies these few months.
I've realized this because of how many Hallmark movies we watch. All the Hallmark fans, including us, including you for Lifetime, we get into this thing. We're like, man, what's happened to these movies? And we never bother to think, you know, they put out a movie a week. They're going to hit some slumps. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And in our head, it's like, why aren't they making them like they used to? And it's like they make 1,000 movies a year, and we caught a crop of 5-6 crappy ones is what we did. Clearly,
Well, here's what's happening. Right, there's no season of April. You know, like Hallmark at least has like spring season and summer. Like Lifetime
just killer.
Is like, Christmas, cheerleader murders, and Rip from the Headlines. And until then, Rip from the Headlines is coming this summer. We're just kind of like doing whatever. Like I think May is mommy madness.
Oh, because of Mother's Day.
What
better way to celebrate Mother's Day than
mommy madness?
With mommy madness,
of course.
But ripped from the headlines. I feel like there's already been movies this year that have been ripped from the headlines. Like
Yes, there was like a Sarah Drew one that was like too dark to cover because it was about like kidnapping people.
It was the Ben Savage movie that was a real one.
Ben Savage. That one was too scary. I had to cover my eyes for most of that one. Yeah, you know. But we got some good things coming. We got Melissa Joan Hart. She's gonna be a Hoarder. So that's it.
When is that?
That's in June.
June also has our boy Christopher Palaha in a Lifetime movie,
that's right.
Which I'm excited about.
Nice. Catherine Bell is coming to Lifetime
to do
some stuff. So yeah, we got things on the horizon, but right now it's looking bleak.
I've heard that Catherine Bell, she's a good witch.
Not just a witch, but a good
one. She's a good one.
It's unbelievable.
That's what I gather.
Isn't Chris going to be in a movie with Rizzoli or Isles? One of the two?
I don't know. But
it's one of those two. It's Rizzoli or Isles. I don't know. I know that it's one of them.
Who's Rizzoli and who's Isles?
I don't know which one is which. Do you, Patrick?
Oh, God, no. Whenever Lifetime airs those blocks, I'm like, goodness, please, no. What is this show?
Rizzoli and it's Angie Harmon.
Angie Harmon is who's going to be.
I've not solved the mystery of if she's Rizzoli.
But if Melissa Joan Hart is a Hoarder in June, we got to cover that one, I feel like, with Patrick. And we might need to do Palaha.
We'll do Palaha on Deck the
Hallmark.
Yeah.
Because he's our boy and we have to.
Yeah, we got to. It's
contractually obligated to do anything Christopher Palaha related.
That's right.
Sounds like a plan. Oh, speaking of contracts, I wanted to commend you on your excellent reporting on the Candace Cameron Bure saga of last week.
Thanks, Patrick.
It was incredible. You know, I did not call in for the live chat because I knew we were talking this week. I didn't want to take up time from anybody else who had thoughts. Sounds like everybody was on the same page as like Good Riddance, right? Nobody was like,
I feel like there's some, you know, yeah, a few people. I think there's either been Good Riddance or there's been Good Luck. I don't think anyone has been like, super
know.
Like I wish she was still in Hallmark. I think there are people.
There
who are
is
like,
a part of me that I think I'm going to get to November and I'm going to be sad. Like just for nostalgia's sake, just for the side, like we've been doing this for years now. I you know, the CCB,
it's an event.
Big, it's an event, and I'm kind of, I'm sad, a little sad.
Makes one of us. But I
yes.
I also, like, the people that are good riddance are not going to watch GAC, and the people that are good luck are. And so I think it's just like, for her going to GAC, the people that are going to watch GAC are just like, okay, whatever. The CCB movie's still an event. I'll just turn on GAC. Whereas we don't, you know, we're not covering that over the holiday season. We're covering the Hallmark movies. So for us, we're not getting that. Her movies haven't been, I've seen one of hers that I've thought was maybe halfway decent, and but that's it. Like, so I'm not, it's a good riddance for me.
Right. And like, the thing is that we're not going to get her on this podcast because now there's no reason to get her on.
Yes.
Deck the Hallmark we or didn't, Lifetime.
Although,
Report,
I mean,
right?
Danica went to GAC and she immediately got on our podcast,
jumped on our podcast. That's right.
I don't know. Maybe Hallmark was the problem the whole time.
Interesting. Okay. Well, to say goodbye to Candace, I would like to play for the last time since, okay, you know, she probably won't be coming. And if she does, she might like this song. The What You Say Candace Cameron Bure theme song. Oh, I've unfollowed her on Instagram. This is my segment where I used to talk about Candace's Instagram, so you don't have to follow her. But now I'm saying unfollow her. I'm unfollowing her. and I just want to play the song one last time to say goodbye.
I love it.
So here we go.
Hit it.
This is from my iPhone into my microphone. Worth so it. You're welcome, America and the world.
I mean, it's okay. A great song. And man, now everybody knows what our theme song sounds like at normal speed.
I never heard this before. It was really wonderful. It's wonderful.
Proof that you weren't a Lifetime Uncorked regular listener.
I'm not a regular podcast listener of anyone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't have time. You're a very busy man.
I made time.
I listened in the beginning, Patrick, when you were starting out, like early on.
That's true. But the Candace Cameron Bure segment came later once I found my confidence.
That's right.
To speak my truth.
That's right. And I
let my voice sing, you know?
Well, I love it, Patrick.
It was a beautiful track. Wonderful. And I applaud you for finding all of the words that rhymed with Cameron Bure.
Yeah, you know, but then she changed the pronunciation of her last name, and I was like, damn it. It's Bure, 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 Bure. She says,
did
so
she change
now.
It now? What?
She did. She changed it from, it was like Bure, and now she says, Bure. I can't do it. I don't know. It's confusing.
Bure?
She Bure emphasizes something like Bure, yeah.
Bure.
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 Bure. Bure. Yeah, instead of Bure.
Instead of Bure.
Bure.
Instead of Bure.
this song is not available on iTunes, but, you know.
It should be.
Hooray.
Hooray. Okay. But yeah, Scurray. So that was my send off for Miss CCB. And we're done talking about her forever. So
I love it. Great.
Candace Cameron Bure.
Prom?
Gosh, I haven't heard it in a while. Now it's going to be caught in my head. We're talking about Killer Rivalry this week, which was a Lifetime Movie Network movie.
It's our first one.
What's the deal there? What's the difference?
Lower budget?
No, that's impossible. They got to pay SAG rates, don't they? They can't just pay people pennies, right?
I don't know. I was in a Lifetime movies and I'm not SAG. So
they give you like a Subway Sub Club card or something. Like
I did get paid, but you know.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank goodness.
Yeah. So killer rivalry. Ooh,
you got it. It's
to
a
say.
Tough word. No, it is
a
tough word
in there.
Killer Rivalry is on LMN, which is Lifetime's sister network, which only plays Lifetime movies most of the time. And they re-air their Lifetime movies as like premieres on that channel. So, yeah.
Classic. So, but they don't do they do like paid programming early in the morning like Lifetime does or no?
They do, yeah, like from, you know, 12 to 5 a.m. It's all infomercials.
That's a shame. That's when I would want to watch a Lifetime movie is in the middle of
I
that.
Know. They're really missing out, but you know, they got to get money somewhere. Get money. So
Hallmark doesn't do the paid programming, which is surprising. They yeah. do Golden Girls, which is the equivalent.
Yeah.
Don't talk bad about my girls, okay?
All right, let's do this thing.
All right, so killer rivalry, stars.
You love that word.
I hate it. Anna Marie Dobbins, who you all will not be familiar with, but she is like 10 for 10 on terrible Lifetime movies. Like, get a new agent, Anna Marie Dobbins. She plays Becky. Bran, if you were wondering.
Yes, I know Becky.
She has been in so many Lifetime movies that are like notoriously bad. This is no exception. She's kind of like the Katherine Heigl of Lifetime movies. Ugh. Like they really want her to happen, but it's just not working out for us. I mean, I think she's great. And I also enjoy Katherine Heigl, like in retrospect.
Becky Beckett.
Yes. Okay. So that's Anna Marie Dobbins. We also have Chantel Le Cuevas.
Yeah. Who's that? Is that Annika?
Annika.
Yeah. Annika. Also, not Anakin.
Not Anakin.
Annika. Annika.
Annika.
That's right.
We also have Alexandria Harris.
Who's that?
That was an easier than I thought.
you paused on Harris. How do you say?
That's Kiki.
Okay, that's Kiki.
And then finally, our hunk of the movie, Larry Rudolph.
Larry.
Wait, who's Charlie?
Logan Rudolph.
Who's Charlie?
Larry Rudolph.
Oh, Charlie. Oh, my God. I forgot the actual star. She's listed like fifth on the call sheet.
What's her name? Isn't it a long one?
Ning. it's an N and a Z. Hold on. I'm going to have to text to speech.
It's Harris.
Zynga Ashford.
Zynga Ashford. Sure. Yeah. I think that works.
Zynga.
She was great.
She was great.
All right. So,
how do you pronounce it? Is Harris?
Guys, you know, I never say that pronunciation is my strong point.
Harris?
Unlike Bran, like, it's the simple ones that mess me up. Like,
Burray.
Okay. And also, interesting fact about this movie, it includes sports. So I thought it would be fun to cover a sports movie. Since Dan, I know you love sports.
I'm a sports guy. Yeah.
And this is about volleyball.
Killer rivalry. There's a kill in volleyball. There's a term, a kill.
That's true.
A kill in volleyball is like a spike or something. Yeah.
Oh, cool. And I learned a lot about volleyball, and we'll save it for the end, but the things I learned about volleyball in this movie were aplenty.
Ooh, I would love to hear a list at the end of this, Patrick. That would be wonderful.
Okay. Great. So,
ironically, they don't use the term kill in this movie.
What?
No, they don't.
They only use spike.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
They set it up perfect.
They set it up for a kill
and just couldn't do it.
Nope, they didn't. They didn't do it. I mean, I only know like spike set,
bump
set spike.
Yes,
something like that. Yeah,
yes,
I know that. And okay, so the movie begins on a volleyball court or field. What do we call it? A volleyball
court. Court.
But what if it's sand?
Still a court.
Mm. Okay. it's at night. We see a girl. Her name, Dan. Very important. Hillary Horn.
Got it. HH.
The names in this movie are interesting. Becky Beckett, Hillary Horn.
A lot of alliteration.
We love it. It helps us remember the names a lot better, I would say.
I'd say.
And I'm changing my name to Patrick Parano.
Ooh.
Patrick Parano. Nicely done.
I like
Instead
that.
Of Patrick Serrano. So there you go.
Brandon Bray.
Daniel Dobson. Yeah, that's right.
I think it works. I think it really works great.
Yeah.
I don't hate it at all.
Let's do it.
So the girl is like putting away some volleyballs. I don't know how you do that, but she's managing to do that. It's nighttime, and then she gets murdered.
Yeah. You hate to see it.
Oh, man.
Luckily, we got her first and last name, though.
Yes.
Hillary Horn.
Which murdered. Is essential.
And then the next day, the girls are out on the court, and they... serve a ball or something and it lands and then it hits like a dead body buried in the sand.
Yeah, Hillary Horn's in the sand.
They just lightly buried it under the sand enough where a ball could hit it?
Well, I think they wanted
her little face is
they
like
wanted it
out.
To be found.
So if you're playing on that court there, how long before your feet just are like, man, that sand's uneven there?
So they
want it to be found.
They want it. That's the only explanation.
Because it's the worst hiding spot of all time if they don't. Great. I don't know if you know about sand and erosion and tides. I mean, it's not going to last long.
Oh, this is like a sandbox type of volleyball.
Okay, classic one. Sandbox so volleyball. Got it.
Even worse, because you know it can't go that deep. That's
exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So next we get some really cheesy news segments that looked like they were filmed on Zoom. Like if they asked me to film and then they like put a virtual background behind
me. Did you say news like segments?
News. Okay. News. It is like, very bad. It's very bad, and it's also. We see this news anchor multiple times throughout the movie, and I think she only covers college volleyball. it's very specific to volleyball in this region.
Gosh. Yes. And she gives all the exposition, who the teams are.
It was very helpful. It was very helpful.
All the names, yeah.
I still managed to be a little bit confused.
Sure. I mean, no, the exposition's there for like, you know, just for us to know who people are.
And then honest. Like
the plot doesn't really make
sense. I didn't realize Aniko was on the other team until the end of this movie.
Well, right. Here's the thing. I took all that info because I'm an expert recapper and I simplified. I said, you know what? There's girls wearing red jerseys and there's girls wearing green jerseys. So we're going to have the red team and the green team for the purposes of this show today.
It's okay? Beautiful. Yep.
So the green team consists of Charlie. She is our head
captain.
Cheerleader captain. Great.
Cheerleader captain.
She's very good at the volleyball. Yeah. Did I say cheerleader?
Yes. Standard captain. No cheerleaders here.
Damn it. No. Volleyball captain. Volleyball captain. Because these are women athletes, female athletes, empowered. We love that.
We love that.
Harris.
Yes. And Charlie is not letting the scandal affect her game. She is teammates with a girl named Kiki. And we love to have a Kiki in a Lifetime movie because it's been a while, probably since the 90s with Tori Spelling, that we've had a Kiki.
Kiki's a great name.
It's the best. The best. If anybody knows Teen Witch, Break a Leg, Kiki, that's for you right there, that reference. But yeah, we love a Kiki. There's also a lesbian on the green team. Her name's like Laura or something. And there's another girl, I don't know, a blonde girl or something. Well, she doesn't matter.
Dude, I kept getting the blonde girls confused in this movie. I'll be honest.
There was a blonde and a redhead.
Do they help you by only giving one blonde's name and not the other one?
Kind of, yeah. Becky Beckett. Like, we know Becky Beckett. But I kept kind of confusing Becky Beckett with the other blonde girl.
Are you ever just going to say Becky, or is it always going to be Becky?
It's always Becky Beckett.
Okay.
Always Becky Beckett. So everybody is competing randomly for an Olympic spot.
I don't, like a United States Olympic spot?
Yes.
High like schoolers.
College. They're college. We didn't mention that, but yes, they are collegiate athletes, and they're all up for the last spot on the Olympic team.
On the United States Olympic team.
That's best we can figure. I don't know if it's like the Mighty Ducks D2 like type of Olympics or what. But
no, they're too old at college.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how Olympics work. I don't know how volleyball works, but this sounds legit to me. This would create a killer rivalry.
It would.
Oh,
it certainly would.
Yeah.
And not between the teams, between all of the ladies vying for that one spot.
It does seem that way, yeah.
So, which is why you get confused because you're not, it's not like, you know, Bring It On where it's, you know, the East Compton Clovers and Kirsten Dunst. It's, you know, everybody's in on it.
That's right. It could be anyone that's killed for the spot.
That's right.
That makes sense.
That's right.
Ooh, real whodunit.
Exactly. So we meet our Becky Beckett.
Becky Beckett is
new to the green team. She will be hired as the
equipment manager. Yeah. Her parents donated a bunch of money for her to become the equipment manager.
Wow.
It's kind of the explanation that they give. And everybody's really cold towards Becky Beckett. Nobody's excited that she's there. Very much like, It's not like she was competing on the team, so I don't know why they hated her so much, but they really don't want an equipment manager in their life.
And so, her parents had to pay to get her that prime spot as equipment manager.
Yep.
Got it.
Yes, and this is, of course, Anna Marie Dobbins, our lifetime legend.
Of course.
She is, you know, playing it very straightforward, like just holding the equipment and like just being there and trying to be nice. But they're not having it. They like immediately start hazing her. They like throw a bloody volleyball at her.
Mm-hmm. What? It's fake blood. Okay. Ketchup. But yes.
It's very mean, and like, you know, someone just got murdered, so like maybe don't do that. And Becky gets so embarrassed that she runs into the men's locker room, so we get a bunch of shirtless hunks for a minute, which I appreciated. And Charlie's like, oh, I'm sorry everybody made fun of you. Let me, you know, have you over to my house for some wine and like backstory.
Yeah, that's so, right. That's actually what they say.
Wine and backstory.
She is not as bothered. Like, she's happy that it happened because she got to go into the boys' locker room. She does say that. So everything's cool here. Yeah. It's
Thanks for throwing that fake bloody volleyball at me.
And got me a sweet, sweet tush that I got to spot. So worth it.
Yes.
Worth it.
And the guys are like, hey, you're in the wrong locker room. Ha ha. You know, the men in this movie, they are dumb. We'll get to it. So at this talk about wine, there is my first learning experience was that volleyball was invented by a man named William Morgan.
William Morgan. There you have it.
He was a captain. He was a Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan. Yeah. The one and the same.
That's exactly
and
right.
The same Captain Morgan.
Yep.
Wow.
He not only invented volleyball, he also has a pledge, okay? And this pledge is not the type of pledge that you use to clean wood. It is not lemon scented. It is a life volleyball pledge. Ooh. For blood oath.
Ooh. It's a life volleyball pledge for blood oath.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah. I don't know how true this is.
This is. I looked this up, and this is not true.
Okay. Such a weird thing to make up.
But I wrote it down. I wrote the pledge down. So the girls like have their wine, and they're like, let's do the volleyball blood oath pledge. Except drink wine instead of blood.
Is this happening in the movie?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, this really is happening.
Okay.
I know. Sorry. I'm like, I see Dan being like, I don't understand this. There's no plot here. And you're right, Dan. There is no plot.
How far in, like minutes wise, into the movie are we of runtime?
20, 15?
Yeah, we're at not, least one commercial break in.
So 20 plus?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It is a slow moving train.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready.
Patrick, okay, ready?
Did you write it down too?
I'm looking at your notes. Ready?
Oh, good. I hope I wrote it down.
Here we
good.
Go.
Okay. Ready?
Bide within the laws we must. Perfect love and perfect trust. Swear with your life and I swear to you with loyalty and love forever. And then they drink wine instead of blood.
So the volleyball team, is it
just the two girls? It's just Charlie and Becky Beckett.
Just Charlie, Becky Beckett. They do this.
Yes.
And they write it out first. Or they just have it memorized?
They have it memorized. You in order to play volleyball, you have to
have the pledge memorized.
Yeah,
of course.
And I took net sports in middle school, where I learned all the net sports, so badminton, ping pong, volleyball, and this was covered.
Your middle school had a class, and you had to register for it called net sports.
That's right,
man. What a school you went to, Patrick.
Net sports. It's like the gayest class you can take without having, that's like the gayest gym class you can take to like not have to like really do hard work. You know, I don't want to play soccer. I don't want to play. I mean, there's a net in
there's
soccer.
There's a net.
I understand
yeah, but
that,
it's a different type
a
of
net.
Net
in
different
soccer.
Kind of
there's
net.
A net in
different
basketball.
Kind. Nope, not those nets. Not those nets.
There's
the
a
gay nets.
The gay nets.
Gay nets.
So tennis is a gay net?
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa.
Hello. I'm trying to think of a gay tennis player, and I can't.
I'm learning so much.
Right. Bide now. Within the laws we must.
Billie Jean King would be a great Billie example.
There we go. There we go.
There you go. I'm here to help. Go ahead.
Okay. So they do the oath. They laugh. Ha, ha, ha. After practice, because there's some practicing happening, Charlie gets like starts getting like weird text messages. Her car gets like vandalized and like flat and tired. And, you know, it seems like someone's after her.
Yeah.
And she is thinking that maybe Kiki is doing it because Kiki is like turning against her maybe and like trying to get that spot, the number one spot. So,
and yeah. Becky's and her like, and Kiki are doubles partners. No.
I think it's just two, yes. two man volleyball.
Yeah. They're yeah, partners.
Yeah. Okay.
But they don't they really are. Get along. Is that correct? Is that Kiki?
I think that, yeah, Kiki is like, you know, Kiki's also very good.
Yeah.
But she seems, they're trying to make it seem like she's a little shady and maybe she murdered Hillary Horn.
Yeah.
Got it.
Shady doings.
Yeah, shady doings, of course. Yes.
I think Kiki's very nice and has adorable hair. She has pigtails the whole movie.
That's
the
accurate. Whole movie. She does.
Wow.
Yeah.
How can you be a murderer and have pigtails? You just can't.
Yeah, you can't. That's actually in the you say that pledge too. When you get pigtails, you
can't be a murderer.
Abide within these pigtails I trust. I will not murder my best friend's love, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. You know that show, How to Get Away with Murder?
Yes, I do, unfortunately. Yes.
It ended with have pigtails.
Have pigtails. That was actually the whole thesis.
Yeah. So there you go.
Fantastic. Okay.
Point made.
So Kiki is like, Becky's like starting to feed this kind of thoughts to, Charlie. And she also tracks down, Annika, the girl from the red team's boyfriend to kind of start working her master plan. We start to see Becky, kind of doing random things, but they all come together at the end. So the random things are she threatens Kiki to like, you know, I don't know. She just threatens her for no reason in the locker room.
Yeah.
There's some tanning oil that gets on the floor and takes out one of the volleyball players. And she sleeps with the Annika's boyfriend, Jeff.
Jeff, yeah.
And steals his flip-flops.
Yeah. And you're like, what's she going to do with these flip-flops? What's she going to do with these flip-flops?
What's she going to do with them?
We'll find out.
Yes.
It's Becky Beckett.
Becky Beckett.
She has an endgame.
Okay, but yeah, they took the pledge.
You see that it's up to no good.
Yeah, it did take the pledge.
They're not gonna. Nobody's gonna break the pledge.
I wouldn't personally.
Okay, because if that happens, like my faith in humanity is gonna be shaken to its core.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, and also the thing about Jeff, the man whose flip flops were stolen, he's on a break with Annika, so they are broken up. So that's why he sleeps with Becky Beckett.
Becky Beckett got to. Yeah.
Annika does not like Jeff. Currently, like very like classic don't Jeff. Talk to me type yeah. situation. Yeah. And he's and also
no
dumb.
No one likes Jeff in this movie. No one is a fan of Jeff
yeah.
because he is very hot,
but he's
very, very hot, very dumb.
Very dumb. Yeah. That's actually why he,
but he's dumb. Like they know he's dumb.
Yes. He's failing a class. And that's how Becky like weasels her way in Becky Beckett. That's how she weasels her way in. Cause she tutors him. And then one thing leads to another.
One thing leads to as it does.
And like, Dan, it's like, you know, dumb, like Karen from Mean Girls dumb, like
yes.
funny.
Yes.
I think they were going for that here, but it didn't really pan out. He just seemed like.
Didn't land.
Who played Jeff?
His name is Logan Rudolph.
Logan Rudolph.
I'm sure that was Harris.
Not Harris.
Dang it.
Harris.
Who's Harris?
Alexandria Harris. Ah, Kiki.
To be fair, he did originally call Logan Rudolph Larry Rudolph. So. Larry.
I did. Larry Rudolph is a guy, right? He's from something.
If you can believe it, Logan Rudolph has one credit on IMDb, and it is Killer Rivalry.
Ooh, that's a good movie.
That is the only thing he's ever acted in, according to IMDb.
I'd believe it. It was like is it a character choice that he's dumb, or is this
actor he's a good looking dude? There's no doubt about it. Good looking dude. Sure, I mean, this, I mean, that's a headshot right there.
Yeah.
You can't have beauty and brains. No, it's very rare.
Set it for years.
Not in this world. God is good.
More new segments happen with some volleyball intercut.
Hey, do you guys want the update on the red versus green volleyball? I got you covered. More at five. I don't know if it was the worst like production quality I've ever seen in one of these movies. It was unbelievable. And I don't know if it was like supposed to be bad, like it's a college news thing. I don't know. But it was all there.
You could justify it that way. Sure. You know?
None of this sounds like it's the best of anything.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
So Becky takes Charlie out for drinks to celebrate the win because they won. And they're one step closer to the Olympics. And Jeff shows up and he just orders a beer. And then Charlie comes home and finds like her apartment's been broken into and somebody wrote like something in blood. There's like a rat on her floor.
Yeah.
Like more scary things are happening to her. You know, someone's really out for her.
Man. Gosh.
A rat.
A rat.
Maybe you've heard.
Yeah. Symbolism.
And this is after a night of drinks with Becky Beckett that Charlie finds and stuff. Yeah. So are you starting to think that maybe Becky Beckett is bad?
It certainly appears that Becky Beckett is not going to hold up her end of the pledge. And that's going to really wreck me if that's the case.
Right. Yeah. They took the blood oath. So
yeah. I mean, it's serious.
What bothered me about the blood oath is they used white wine. Like, I mean, if you're going to drink wine, make it red. I don't.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward.
Come on, guys.
So Charlie confronts Kiki about the rat and she's like, I know you put the rat, you're my roommate, like you're trying to scare me and it's not going to work. And Kiki is like, look, I'm your rival in sports, but in life I am your friend and I have a bad feeling about Becky. I'm going to break into the coach's files and find out what's going on because something is off with Becky.
Shady and doings.
Yeah. But Kiki doesn't get that chance. She gets hit in the face with a hammer and killed.
Yeah.
Hit in the face with a hammer. I assume we don't see the hammer holder.
We do. Now, what's important here, yes, is at this point. It's at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's at this point that we see it's Becky Beckett. And what is Becky Beckett? What is Becky Beckett wearing? Jeff's sandals.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, leaving footprints to Kiki.
Making it look like it's Jeff.
It's Jeff.
The Jeffster.
Yep, so that's where the flip-flops come into play because she literally comes into the scene flip-a-flopping, like, like, very, very much flip-flops were featured in the sound editing of this movie.
Flip-flop.
It was... And it didn't even click for me at that time. I was like, why is she wearing flip-flops?
They're way too big for her.
Yeah, that outfit looks ridiculous. And then she takes off all the stuff, puts the hammer in his dorm room, and like frames him for the...
I mean, that's a great idea if she covered all the other, you know, DNA bases, you know, with like gloves and, you know, everything. But if she just wore flip-flops and then did whatever she wanted and put fingerprints on everything, then that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know if she was wearing gloves or not.
Yeah, we don't really. It happens so fast.
It's so fast. You know? It's a blur. It's a blink of the eye. Blinking. It's you blink and you miss it type murder.
Yeah. Classic blink and you miss murder.
So that's most of Lifetime's murders. So we now know Becky Beckett is the bad guy.
We are now aware.
She is very clearly being bad. She invites Charlie to the bar again and gives her a shot with roofies in it. She like sprinkles the roofies.
More roofies.
And then, you know, Charlie's like, you're my best friend. And then she's like, I feel weird. And then Becky like throws her in the car and we see Annika's in the back seat tied up.
What?
Yep. So you thought Annika was the bad guy, but no, she is also a victim.
Not in on it. Becky Beckett just going ham.
Yes. So the girls wake up in the barn. They're tied up. to like a chair. They're like, what's happening? And Becky is there, but she's not like visible. So she lures Jeff to the barn. And he like walks in, sees the girls tied up, and then Becky takes a picture of him. She's like, I got you.
Got him.
You are blackmailed now. And he's like, what does blackmail mean? It's like, envelopes are white usually, so I don't know what's happening.
Right.
Good Lord.
And she like tells him that, basically she tells him like, you have to like watch these girls and make sure they don't leave, or I'll post this all over the internet and you'll be in trouble.
And then he just kind of goes out by the hay and starts like walking around. So he doesn't really do his job. He immediately just discards the situation and just goes and kind of like walks around like he's nervous.
What?
Right. Yeah. Because, well, here's the thing. Becky has to go and clear her file out because she has a file in the coach's office. So she goes to the coach's office.
What is her file?
I don't know. I don't know.
She's very concerned about her file. But like either her parents donated money or they didn't. Like,
none of this is cleared up, Dan, by the way.
So I've got this crazy story. One of our chat people in the Ramble Jam chat just put on.
Oh, sure.
That's accurate. Logan Rudolph in this movie, I know him. He played football at Clemson University.
Oh. Like,
was a starting tight end.
That's Jeff?
Yes. Was a starting tight end for Clemson University for 4 years and then left to pursue acting. And this is his first gig.
Okay, that makes sense.
So we need to get him on the pod.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We need
after this one where we talked about how good he was? Like,
yeah, sure. Definitely.
Hey, how good he is at playing dumb? It's not easy to play dumb. Ask Betty White, okay? There Rose Nyland, classic dummy, but it's hard to be dumb and be funny.
This is wild. He left football to act, and this is what he's come up with.
I mean, he's got the face for it. I'll say that.
He's doing great. He's doing great. So he's going out and he's walking in the hay, like just like, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And Charlie and Annika kind of break each other free, like, hey, undo my ties and you can I'll undo yours.
Yeah.
So yeah. they do that. And then all heck breaks loose. Isn't that right, Patrick?
Yeah. So we have everyone running around and Jeff has an axe and he's chasing them and he's trying to explain like I'm being blackmailed, but he doesn't know what that means. So it's really going in circles.
He's like running with an axe being like, I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy.
Exactly. Exactly. Jeff. And the girls are like freaking out. They're like, ah, you're crazy. Get away from us. And Becky runs up. She's in her car. She comes back from, you know, deleting her files. And she's like, they think that she's there to save them. Like, oh my God, you're here to save us. And they knock Charlie out. And then you think she's going to knock Annika out. But Annika's in on it.
What?
Annika's in on it.
Even though she was in the trunk of the car?
Yeah. And even though she'd let Charlie go.
What?
Yep. She's been in on it the whole time.
What happened, though, is that she didn't expect Becky Beckett to take it as far as she did.
So she's in on it, but not all the way?
Yeah, like,
she doesn't want to murder.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, we started with Hillary Horn, so she was in for Hillary. She was happy about that.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. This twist doesn't make any sense.
In for a Hillary, in for a Horn. That's what I always say, you know what I mean?
Right. So then, you know, Charlie saves herself by, I don't know. Oh, she records the confession. It's one of those type of things. Like, she sees them talking and records the conversation. And she's like, I got you on tape.
She live stream it? No, she didn't live stream it. Okay.
She didn't live stream it. She just has it for the police. And Becky's like, oh, you'll never catch me. She runs away into the woods. Yeah. And we get a Scooby-Doo wig reveal.
This is crazy.
She takes off her blonde hair she has had the whole movie, which was clearly not a wig.
Yeah.
And
who is this?
Reveals
this is Becky Beckett. Becky.
Oh my gosh.
She was a blonde. She takes off her blonde wig and underneath, like Drag Race, is another wig. A black wig.
Now, I think we're supposed to believe that it is her real hair. It is one of the worst wigs I've ever seen. Clearly, they put a black wig on her real hair that she was wearing the whole movie.
What's the point of the reveal?
Well, this is normally where the movie would end, okay, Dan? But we've got 10 more minutes left.
What?
And my DVR cut out at this point. So I was like, oh, okay.
God wants me to stop watching this movie.
Well, I was like, how is this going to go for another 10 minutes? And my DVR said, you don't need to know. Just be done. Just let it go. Let it go. So, Bran, can you tell us how this movie ends?
Yeah, you never finish it?
I don't know. Yeah, Dan, I have no idea.
That's how you know you've been doing this a long time. Patrick's like, I'm good.
So she gets arrested. We actually don't find out why she had a wig. As far as I know.
What? They reveal that she has a wig, like a wig on, and then there's no reason for it?
Yeah, maybe they say it. I don't know. But as far as I know, she doesn't have. There's no reason for the wig. Maybe it's in her file that she ended up deleting. So they go to the championships, and Charlie wins. Her team, her and the other girl, beat Annika and the other girl. And then the cops show up and arrest Annika because she was in on it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. That's it.
So justice was served.
Yeah.
Well, you know. The way that they were able to figure out that Annika really was in on it was they found this special room that Becky Beckett had with a shrine of volleyball stuff. And the cop is like, can you make any sense of this? And like, there's not a lot to make sense of. It's pretty like cut and dry. Like it's got like pictures of people with like X's through them. Like it's pretty clear. And a list of who she's going to kill and who's not on that list is Annika. And that's when they realize Annika's bad. Annika goes and talks to Becky Beckett at one point, and Becky Beckett's like, I just did what I had to do type of thing. And Annika's like, I'll take care of this from here. She loses, she gets arrested, and then Charlie walks off into the sunset.
Just what is happening?
Well, right, and this is like a normal Lifetime viewer would watch this and say like, huh, like they chose the wrong things to focus on. Like there's no motive as to like why any of this is happening, which is like what
there's
you need.
There's no motive.
In a Lifetime movie, like you need to have the scene where the villain goes through the monologue and like, you're my long lost sister. And like,
they just don't do it. They're just like, no, thanks.
The best I can figure, I think Becky Beckett was originally for Green Team. And like, she was friends with Annika and they came up with this plan. Like, we got to get rid of everybody who's in front of me for the Olympic team.
Okay.
And Annika pledged herself to, I don't know. I don't know if she was in love with Annika or what, but
maybe they took a blood oath too.
Yeah. Maybe it was a double
was a fake pledge versus a real pledge.
Maybe somebody in the chat can fill us in on
someone
that.
Who watched the movie said, I was hoping this podcast would provide clarification, but I'm actually more confused now.
Okay, great. And as far as I know,
here.
They don't give,
what we're here for.
They don't give any explanation for the wig either, which threw me for a loop. The wig was wild.
Welcome to Lifetime wigs, because you haven't seen one like for real. And this is like, they will have full on movies where a woman is wearing a wig like this. And we're supposed to believe that's her hair.
What's crazy also about this wig is that Becky Beckett has throughout the movie, like three different hairstyles that she has on any given scene. Cause I kept confusing her with the other blonde and I was like, oh no, that's Becky Beckett. And so
we don't know why she had a wig on.
I don't know.
The wig almost makes me want to pour it up.
Wow.
Not going to lie.
I mean, I don't think you need this from me, but this is put a cork in it and really stick it in there. I just can't imagine watching this movie. Sounds miserable. Absolutely miserable. It's an absolute put a cork in it for me.
Okay, that's fair. Bran, what are you thinking?
I only watch one of these a month, and I love it every single time. I'm pouring it up. It makes me want to watch more Lifetime, but there's something special about the fact that I only do it once a month. This is so much fun. It's so bad. I absolutely love it.
Oh, no.
So, I took a risk by going with a movie based solely on that I knew it was about volleyball. And, you know, I was very excited to learn things. And I did learn things. So I'm going to say my things that I learned. And then I'll say if I pour it up or put a cork in it.
William Morgan.
William Morgan. Yes, yes, I learned about him. 1885. He invented the sport in Massachusetts at a YMCA because basketball was too vigorous.
Got it.
So my dude William invented net sports.
Amen. To be fair, when basketball was invented, it did not have a net. It was a peach basket. So yes, I could buy that. There you go. Yeah.
Well, and apparently also invented in Massachusetts. Who
knew? Springfield. That's right.
I'm learning all about sports.
That's right.
I also learned, and this is a quote from the movie, volleyball is a two-man sport. You are only as good as your partner.
So volleyball, you can have a lot more than two people out there at one time.
Yeah, we never see that. This is purely
two-man.
Two-man, but teams.
Beach volleyball.
They are all team. It's a team, but...
It's two-man beach volleyball college. I don't think that's a thing, but that's fair.
Well, that's what I learned from the movie. And, okay, now I'm going to say what I would do to this movie, and I think I'm going to have to put a cork in it like I would with all of Anna Marie Dobbins' movies. Get a new agent, girl. Like, someone please help you find a good script because you've got the talent, kid.
You're going places.
You're great, but your movies are not. This was so confusing, and like I was excited for sports, and it was not sporty enough and not like girl powery enough. Like, if we're going to be killer rivals, I want it to just be like one girl is a rival against the other one and they're competing for something. It was just too complicated. Like, simplify. And it would have been good. But, you know, even the bad Lifetime movies are fun to watch in that, like, so bad is good type of thing. This is, like, so bad. It's not good, but it's still an entertaining watch.
It sounds like it could get to so bad it's good category. This does sound like it has that ability.
It's like, what the hell is going on right now? That type of thing. So if you watch it like that, I'd say it's worth it.
I love it.
Anna Marie Dobbins is... doing some work. She was in so many movies in 2021. Good Lord.
That's what I'm saying. She's Lifetime's go-to gal for, like, they have the Lifetime Movie Club where they're exclusive movies to that streaming service. She's the star of all of them.
Yeah, as she should be. Dobbins.
Yeah, get her in a Hallmark movie. She's done some Christmas movies, I know, for, like, Up TV and OWN or whatever.
I'm a big Dobbins fan. I'm a Dobbins head. Call her Dobby.
Yeah, she seems cool. Seems like a cool person.
Isn't Dobby the name of the little weird thing house in
elf.
Harry Potter?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, she's Dobby. She's kind of like Dobby.
She's Lifetime's house elf.
She's Lifetime's house elf.
I love it.
Dobbins, put that in your Instagram bio. That's a good line. Instagram's house elf.
Lifetime.
Yeah. Right. So that's it for this week, or this month, and I don't know what we're going to do next month, but... you know, we have our double deckers who chat me up on social media. So, you know, they always have good suggestions on what
they
to do.
They do a great job. They do watch job. Parties.
They
if
do.
You want to be a part of BrambleJamPlus.com, they do watch parties for these events.
Well, and that's how you should do Lifetime movies. You should watch with friends because if you're watching by yourself, you would be annoyed. But if you're watching with friends, it actually makes the experience a lot better.
Yeah. It sounds like that.
It's a bonding experience.
It is a bonding experience. Yes.
Get your wine, or if you're not drinking, you know, for like dry May, like do a LaCroix or something.
Prepping for dry May?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to be inclusive to everyone. Like, you don't have to drink to enjoy life.
Fair enough. I'm sure it helps.
He's doing dry May, though.
I don't know. I've never heard of it, but I'm inventing it now.
Dry May.
To dry May.
Dry May. April to dry
right.
May.
That's right.
There you go. Right.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Woo-hoo. Patrick, always fun to talk to you. Thank you so much for playing your song.
My favorite. And, my favorite boys.
This is so great. Until next month, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. It's produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.